Angie Coombs, The Waterfall Journey.
Episode 4, The Waterfall, Part 2, The Rescue Plan. When God created his children, he signaled the importance of the relationship that he wanted to enjoy with us by giving us free will. He wanted us to choose his way through trust and love. The wrong choice was made in the garden by Adam and Eve, which meant that the way of redemption was going to be long and arduous. Sin was in the world, and the path to the waterfall was cut off by sinfulness, which could not be taken into the Father's holy presence. Sin was the blockage. However, even though God had exiled his children, he was working his purposes out to make a way back. God was with his people every step of the way. Under the law in the Old Testament, God made provision for the forgiveness of sin by a complex series of sacrifices to cover all eventualities. Blood had to be spilt by animal sacrifices that needed to be ongoing, some in the set pattern that God gave to Moses, others for individual occurrences. In addition, access to the presence of God in the most holy place was only allowed to the priest after ritual cleansing, and only once a year. The penalty for breaking these laws was death. The Israelites were taught by God to be in awe of his holiness and to deal with sin. Wonderfully, throughout the Old Testament, God was preparing the ground and pointing the way for his rescue plan to come into being, which would allow his people to live again in all the fullness of the relationship that he intended to have with them. The Father provided the sacrifice in Jesus, who once and for all time paid the price for our sin. It cost the Father to send his beloved Son, and it cost Jesus to become the blood sacrifice. We can only glimpse the pain involved within the Trinity, but for our God, the price was worth it. He said we were worth it to him, full stop. Jesus came to rescue sinners. Jesus died for us, taking the penalty for our sin, that we might be cleansed and forgiven, free to choose to live, abiding in the presence of the Father. We now have two clear choices. There are two places to stand to access those things we need to sustain us. We can stand in the full flow of the river of water of life, cascading in the waterfall, as Jesus did when he walked on the earth. Or we can take the path to the well, to the thirst which comes from leaking dregs from a broken system. All of us were born into the fallen world, and we will see later how we became wounded, and in our pain and emptiness, we have constructed our own irrigation systems to survive outside the Father's presence. However, now, because of Jesus and his sacrifice, we can take the path back into the waterfall of the Father's love. The Church is hesitant to name things as sin in today's liberal culture. However, once we recognize that something in our behavior is sinful, we can know what to do. We can turn away from the system, acknowledging our independence, our reliance on idols, our sinful choices, and turning through repentance into the forgiveness that Jesus bought for us on the cross. We can stand again in the presence of the Father. We can come home. Let me say this again. Recognition of sin leads to repentance, and turning then to the Father for forgiveness through the cross of Jesus Christ and into the waterfall of the Father's presence, we can come home. It is where you choose to live your life that counts. Jesus, as he went back to the Father, said, "Make disciples." This place of discipleship is in the waterfall of God's love. It is where Jesus walked when on earth. It is being directly connected to heaven in the flow of the Spirit. Jesus did what his Father gave him to do and said the words the Father gave him to say. That is doing and saying what came into his head and his heart. It is the place where we are on the team, working in cooperation with the living God, walking as Jesus walked. It is not a sinecure. The life of a disciple is not an easy one. However, it is the greatest adventure. It is where we were born to live and where we will be everything we were created to be. So where do you stand to live your life? In the fallen world, surviving somehow, believing in yourself, trying to control life, driven by woundedness, striving to be someone, thirsting and emptiness within, thinking you know best and exhaustedly doing? Or do you stand in the waterfall of God's love, in the presence of the Father, trusting God, believing in God's goodness, living in the restored flow of the Spirit, fast-tracked to healing and wholeness, in a restored relationship with the Father, discipled by Jesus, abiding in rest and peace, and fulfilling your God-given destiny? The choice is yours. In the next episode, we will explore the emotional damage caused by the fall, which has implications for us all in the way that we experience life.